It's a pleasure and a privilege to welcome Michigan State University alumna and now interim provost at Michigan State University, Teresa Sullivan, to the program. Provost Sullivan, welcome to MSU Today.
Thank you, Russ. It's very nice to be here with you.
Can you start by giving us a little bit of your background?
I was in the original class at James Madison College, and after I graduated, I worked for Dr. Clifton Wharton, who was then the president for 6 months as one of his presidential fellows. And I went to graduate school at the University of Chicago. I spent most of my career at the University of Texas, where I was vice president and graduate dean for 7 years. And then I became the provost of the University of Texas system, which is 15 institutions, 185,000 students. From there, I came back to be provost at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And then I was president of the University of Virginia for 8 years. So I have been honored to work at some of the biggest universities in the country. And the reason I was prepared to do it was because I came from Michigan State.
And what attracted you back to this position at this important time in our history?
Well, the Board of Trustees asked me to work with them on the presidential search. I went to, I think, 13 of the listening sessions. I had a chance to listen to a lot of people. I realized that there is a lot of deep pain here, a lot of issues that really needed to be addressed. But I wasn't actually looking for any further engagement. So I was surprised and honored when Dr. Stanley called me. I said I'd like to think about it for 24 hours. I turned to my husband, whom I met here in my freshman year, and I said, "What do you think, Doug?" And Doug said, "You have to do this." So that made it a lot easier. I agreed to do it. And, you know, Sam has bent over backwards to make it as easy as possible for me. I gave up a year of sabbatical to do it. And I'm quite insistent that, that's the time I have to give. Next year, I'm supposed to be back in the classroom at Virginia. So we're starting a nationwide search for a new provost. That is a legitimate, serious, for real search. I will lend it any assistance I possibly can. And there is no way in which I am a candidate to be that person.
What is a provost, and what does a provost do?
In the old English usage, the provost was the keeper of a jail. But we have a different meaning for it now. The provost is typically what's called the chief academic officer of the university. So the person to whom the faculty report, ultimately, because the deans report to me, and also the person who's responsible for the students. We can take care of everything from admissions to student discipline to graduation. The provost is also typically somebody who can serve as a surrogate for the president when that's necessary. But the chief part of the job is what is academic, what needs to be done here to keep the academy strong and vital.
Well, while you're in the role, what are some of your priorities?
You know, I like to say that presidents have priorities and provost jobs to carry it out. I think that the provost is above all responsible for student and faculty success. That's a really important objective. We're doing very well in terms of improving student retention and graduation rates. We've got a long way to go to be best in class. And I think we'd like to be best in class. So that's something that we need to work on. I'm also going to do what I can do to support President Stanley in creating a culture that values accountability and transparency. As I said, I'm going to help him on the provost search. I'll do anything I can do there. And, you know, then I think there are some other important school and college issues that I will be working with. Some of these are accreditation issues, including the university's overall accreditation. We have a major report due next June that we need to be working on. There's budget planning. There's all the things that you've got to do to keep the university in good shape. But I do see myself as more than a caretaker. I'm going to try and push the ball forward and leave the provost's office in the best possible position for the next person simply to walk in and be able to take over.
Are there some programs or initiatives you'd like to highlight?
There's some very interesting grant opportunities that I've heard about that are quite ambitious and that will take more than one school working together on, and I will do what I can do to try and help those. Then there's also just some things that the deans feel aren't working as well as they could work. And we'll spend a little time doing some process improvement and see what we can do to make it a little bit easier. It shouldn't be hard to get things done here. There ought to be a clear path. You ought to know how to do it. It ought to be easy to get it done.
You've said before, Provost Sullivan, that being provost is in many ways the best job at a university. Why do you feel that way?
Most of us went into higher education because we love learning and we love students. And the provost is the person who, in the administration, actually has the most direct effect on the climate and atmosphere for learning and on the students. And so that goes all the way from admissions to graduation. So I think that's really... That's the reason we come into the business.
What are some challenges and opportunities ahead, not only for MSU, but higher education in general?
Well, I'm a demographer by training, so I'll start with the demographic challenges. The school-age population is declining pretty fast in the northern tier of states. And correspondingly, it's growing very quickly in the southern tier of states. So you have two very different situations. You have schools in the Sun Belt that are bursting at the seams, and you have buildings being closed at universities in the north because they don't have enough people to occupy them. Michigan State, I would say, is not in that latter position, but we are in the situation that's going to be more competitive to attract students. There are also issues that things that have been important to our university, such as giving our students the experience of interacting with people from other countries, is more difficult now because international students are more wary of coming to the United States. They find it easier to go to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain than to come here. That cuts our students off from that kind of experience. And in the long run, when these young people become leaders of their own countries, it cuts us off from a kind of connection to that leadership. So I do view that as important. And Michigan State's been a leader in making international connections for its students. And that's helped some of our alumni very much because they've got a network of friends abroad and they start a business and it's easy for them to get an export relationship with their friends in that other country, and it helps to build the American business and build American jobs. I think there's plenty of others too, but I'll stop right there.
As we close, Dr. Sullivan, what would you like Spartan Nation to know?
Well, I think it's very important to know that the provost's office is here to help you get your academic work done. And we may not be able to solve everybody's problem overnight, but when we identify a problem that's affecting a lot of people, we will try hard to work on that. I think you should know that the measure of my success is your success. If students are graduating, if faculty members are being successful in their own academic careers, if the teaching environment is exciting and people want to learn, if the library is crowded, those are all measures of success. Let me add a few words about the land-grant mission. When I was an undergraduate, I was so impressed with the notion that Michigan State saw its mission as reaching out beyond the boundaries of the campus to everyone in Michigan and even beyond Michigan. I'd like to say I think I still see that continuing, but now in additional ways. So healthcare is an example. Let me talk about that. This week, President Stanley announced that there would be a new executive vice president for health affairs whose portfolio would include the School of Human Medicine, the School of Osteopathic Medicine, the School of Nursing, and our clinics. That offers us a great opportunity for two things. Internally to the school, it means we can pursue what's called interprofessional practice, which means young nurses and young doctors train with each other so that they know how to do that when they go out and work in a hospital or in an office setting. It also touches many, many partners we have all around the state where we send our residents or our student nurses on rotation, and they go to all kinds of health facilities everywhere in the state. We do have a good relationship with McLaren. They'll be building a hospital on MSU ground soon. Healthcare is very important for everybody in Michigan, and the Michigan State, I think, is really going to be a leader in helping to meet the healthcare needs of the future. They're not going to look like the needs of the past. They're going to be different. But I think we're going to train the young people and find ways to reach them out to the communities so that we have the greatest impact.
Michigan State University Interim Provost Teresa Sullivan, thank you for joining me on MSU Today.
Thank you. Go green.
Go white. That's Interim Michigan State University Provost Teresa Sullivan, and you can learn a lot more about what she's doing at provost.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White. Thank you for listening to MSU Today.